This is the shiur for Tesvav Iyar in the Mishnah Berurah Midyomi cycle. We're about to start Simin Shin Pei Beis. Up until now, we learned the halachas of two Jews, each of whom has a house, and then they have a joint chatzar. The halacha is that they cannot carry the objects that began in their house from the house into the chatzar. You cannot carry from the house into the chatzar, from the chatzar into the other person's house on Shabbos without making an erev chatzeres. What's the din of a Jew who shares a chatzar with a non-Jew? The Jew has a house, the non-Jew has a house, and they have a chatzar in between them. So far we didn't learn any of the halachas. Says the Mechaber, Hadar im akum b'chatzar. Someone who lives with a non-Jew in a chatzar, in a osur alav, he will not asur on him. The reason being that the home, the abode of a non-Jew does not have the chshivas of dira. The home of a Jew is a makam kadesh. The home of a Jew has a chshivas. The home of a non-Jew simply has the halachas of any other object that he owns, that he uses it for whatever he needs it for practically. But the Kedushas Abayis, it doesn't have. Chazal never gave it a shame dira. It doesn't have a chshivas. Achiyu beiz Yisraelim, unless you already have two Jews. Dorim b'shnei batim. We had two Jews living in two houses, so they aser on one another in the chatzar. Va'osrim ze'al ze'. So for example, if it was a father and son, and the son eats off the father, so they don't need an erev, so it wouldn't apply to them. But you have two independent Jews living in two independent homes in a chatzar, and there's a third house there belonging to a non-Jew. Oz ha'akum osar aleihem. There the non-Jew will asar on them. Now what happens then in such a case? So you see, the Chazal did not make any halachas that would give a non-Jew's dira, the shame dira, because it was abnormal for a Jew to be living alone with a non-Jew. It means for a Jew and a non-Jew to share a chatzar was not common because they were afraid of living with non-Jews. Whereas, in a case where you already have two Jews living there, and then there's a non-Jew, that was not uncommon. They felt safe because it was two of them. As a result of that, Chazal did two things. Number one, they said that midrabanan, they gave the house of the non-Jew a shame dira ta'aser. Not only that, but they said that he is makalkal their erev. Their erev is worthless unless you make a tikkun. There's the shitas ma'ril, that it's not only the erev that they were makalkal, but they gave the rishus harabim a shame karmelis, and you couldn't carry more than four amas in it. The Mishnah Berurah is doch in that. And it just has a regular din chatzah where you couldn't carry out into it, but you can carry within it. Ve'ena molo shi'avata la'akam rishuso. Bittel rishus does not work. Why did they not allow Bittel Rishus? They wanted to make it more difficult because they didn't quite like the idea of Jews and non-Jews really sharing a chatzah. So the truth is that this, although it became a halacha in Erevin, the real reason for it had nothing to do with Hilchas Shabbos altogether. Chazal did not like the idea of having a non-Jew in your chatzah. Jews should live on their own so that they should not learn from the non-Jews' living habits. Consequently, they said, even though midaraisa diras nachri is not a dira, they gave it a shame dira, and they said that it will be makalkal the erev. Ela tzorach sheyaskiru mimenu, you have to have schiris rishus from him. You actually have to go and rent his rishus for Shabbos. As far as borrowing it, we'll see a machlokas later. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, is marich here. And he says that lechatchila you have to do the schiris before the erev. B'dieved, if you did the erev before the erev chatzeris between the Jews before the schiris, b'dieved will work. But lechatchila you should do the schiris rishus first. Not only that, the Mishnah Berurah paskens lemaisa that if you didn't yet do schiris, you shouldn't make a bracha on the erev. You only make a bracha on the erev if you've already done schiris. But if you did schiris, if you did the erev and then did schiris, lemaisa he will allow you to carry. Says the Ramah now, Hagoy Yisrael Shehisker Ohishel Beis Olein Yehudi. What happens if a Yisrael rents his house out to a non-Jew? There are other two Jews living in that chatzar, and the Yisrael went and rented out his house to a non-Jew. Eina Osar Olav, he will not aser. The Lohisker Ohishel Obeisu Kodesh Shehisker Olav. It's not mistaber that he did it al Das Kain, that when he rented out the house, it should be al Manas that the non-Jew should have the right to aser. The Rajba writes another reason that it's lo shchiyas, so Chazal didn't make zeris. Mishnah Berurah brings down the Gra who holds that if the deal is that you cannot throw him out, if any yachal is salko, then the non-Jew would aser there. Avol, im abaya shel eni Yehudi. What happens if it was a non-Jewish home? V'sachro Yisrael mimenu. And a Jew went and rented it from him. V'eni Yehudi dor b'bayis imo. And then there's a non-Jew living in the house with him. Ein schiris abayis mo'ol inyan schiris ha'erev. The fact that you're renting the house from him, that you rented a house from a non-Jew, rented it to another non-Jew, that would not be considered schiris reshus. Yeah, that wouldn't help for schiris reshus. Another thing, Yisrael sheish lo hisker bayis lechavero, but afal pi sheish lo tfisa bebayis lo mahani yutzrich liskor mein Yehudi. The halach is we saw by Yisrael that if you have two Jews living somewhere, and one of them has objects that he's storing in the other one's apartment. So that's called tfisis yad, and when you have tfisis yad, you don't need an eruv. Nevertheless, you will need schiris reshus from the non-Jew, because tfisis yad takes the place of an eruv. So the same way that schiris would ruin the eruv, schiris ruins the tfisis yad.